Okay. Now I am going to go and talk with some of my buddies. We will take care of Itzikl for once and for all. I will reveal his secret.
Stanislav got together with some drinking friends. And as they shared a bottle of vodka, Stanislav told them the secret.
Itzikl is a Jew. And he was supposed to be killed in Russian army camp by my good comrade, Christoph. But he managed somehow to pull some strings with General of Russian army.
Stanislav, I think so. We should teach him a lesson. Maybe we should put toothpaste in his sneakers.
You are drunk. I don't mean this type of lesson. I want to kill him.
But then he won't see the toothpaste in his shoes.
All right. Enough with the jokes. Everybody, let's make a plan.
The three friends put their heads together and discussed the plan.
Watch what you're doing. You just bumped our heads.
What's the difference? I don't have any brains left anyway. It's drowning in vodka.
This is true, but maybe I still have brains.
But we're...
Enough!
Here is the plan. We are going to spy on Itzikl whole time. Every time he tries to sneak away from Commandant's offices. We are going to follow him. Sometimes me, sometimes you. And then, the next time there's a visit from visiting dignitaries such as a duke or a prince, we will make big joke from Itzikl. We will bring the prince to see what Itzikl is doing.
This is very good plan. I like it.
What Stanislav did not know was that he thought he was spying on Itzikl, while actually Itzikl was spying on him. So every time Itzikl snuck away from the commandant's office, he also dispatched one of his loyal followers to keep a close eye on Stanislav. Itzikl's loyal follower, of course, raced back as fast as his feet could carry him.
Itzikl, Itzikl, I have news, I have news!
What's the news? You won the lottery?
No, the lottery wasn't even invented yet! I have news about Stanislav. He's planning on spying on you, and then he's gonna come with a nobleman, or a duke, or a prince, or something like this, and then he's gonna catch us while we're davening, and while we're learning, and it's gonna be terrible, it's gonna be...
Okay. This is a serious problem. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna arrange a signal, okay? Which you're gonna give us, or whoever the spy happens to be. Not Stanislav's spy, our spy. He's gonna make a sound of a turkey. When we hear that sound, we're gonna know that not just Stanislav is there, but a nobleman is there. We're then gonna discuss war strategy or something like that. And when the prince catches us, he's gonna find us over a map, figuring out a strategy of how to fight the next battle.
It's really brilliant, Itzikl. I love it. Let's do it.
And this is exactly what happened. As time went on, Stanislav gained more and more confidence as he realized that whenever Itzikl disappeared from the office, he was engaged in davening or teaching Torah, putting on tefillin, keeping track of Yamim Tevim. Little did he know that Itzikl's spies were spying on the spies. Stanislav waited for his opportunity, and it wasn't too long before the opportunity came. The camp was expecting a visit from Prince Bolkhovsky, one of the most powerful nobles and rulers in the entire Russia. Stanislav could hardly contain his excitement. He gathered together his little group of spies. The glee was pouring off him.
Just a short time more, and We will prove to everybody who Itzikl really is.